Jared McGinnis is at the 2013 Trade Talk floor at the John Deere display. But Jared, tell me a little bit about new tractors that are coming out. Are folks already doing their Gold Key tours with them?
Not yet. The new 2014 7R and 8R series tractors go into production. 7s start in first of the year, and then the 8s are in the spring. But the new tractors meet the final Tier 4 engine emissions requirements. But for us, that's really not the main story. That's, you know, there's really not a lot of value to the customers on meeting the emissions technology. Where the customers are going to find value in the tractors will be the new creature comforts inside the cab. It's a quieter cab, optional refrigerator. They're going to notice a new command center right off the bat when they get in there. The command center is full of technology, but most importantly, we feel, is its intuitiveness. It's going to be very easy for folks to navigate through it, to use different applications on it, you know, whether it's auto tracking or simple functions like changing their hydraulics on them. So
tell me a little bit about, you know, some of those input practices, because, you know, that's super important these days to get the better yields. What makes you guys want to, you know, really focus in on that and the technology inside the cab?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, a lot of these technologies result either in higher yields or lower cost, one of the two. So that's why we focus upon it, is so that farmer customer can produce more with less. I mentioned just a bit ago the intuitiveness of it. You know, none of that technology is worth anything if you can't figure it out and you can't use it. So we're really hopeful that this new command center will be easy for them to use, whether they're a techie person and are very comfortable with it. They'll probably get into some of the more advanced features real quickly and learn how to navigate it. Or if, you know, maybe they're carrying a flip phone and they're adverse to technology, you know, we put more words on it, you know, good old English on it. So they don't have to determine, well, hey, what's this icon about or whatever. And, you know, they can thumb through it like you would on a tablet or on a smartphone. So bringing all that technology into something that they can readily use and is easily available for them is...
Creature comforts you were talking about. I heard something about leather seats and heated seats, maybe?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a heated leather seat. And one of the keys is the rotation of it. New for the 14 series tractors, it rotates 40 degrees to the right. So, you know, as more and more tractors are auto tracking, you know, almost all of them have auto track on them now. I mean, they're all auto track ready, and a lot of customers go ahead and put that the full technology on there. But as you auto track, you don't worry about what's in front of you near as much as what's behind. So that 40 degrees of swivel makes those long days a whole lot more comfortable, because it's a lot easier to look over your right shoulder when you're rotated around like that. Refrigerator, keep your drinks cool during the day, keep the lunch cool. And then sound level, we put laminated glass in the front windscreen. And by doing that, we've dropped a few decibels inside the cab. The folks we've had in our limited production build tractors have noticed it right off the bat, how quiet these tractors are.
So you are getting a lot of positive feedback, obviously, or you wouldn't be rolling them out. So tell me a little bit about what they're saying, aside from, you know, the quietness of the cab. Are there any other things that they're just, like, wowed by when they get in there?
Well, one of the big new features for 7R is we now have a power shift transmission option. We've had power shifts for 50 years. Our 7 series, we haven't had a power shift for about the last 10 or 12 years. And that's a transmission that generations have grown up with it. They're very comfortable with how it operates, and they've wanted it to come back. Well, when we brought it back to the 7R series tractors with this E23, we focused on it being easy to operate. We wanted it to be efficient and reliable. And it's going to do all of those things. And then it also brings in a new level of automation for a power shift transmission. It's got an automatic mode where you put it over in the automatic mode, it will shift up and throttle back automatically for you. It'll find the right gear with the least amount of engine RPMs, so you can be as efficient as possible.
So tell me a little bit more. We've talked a lot about the 7R. The 8R, about the same, or what's the better things there?
Okay, well, the new cabs, that's on both tractors. The final Tier 4 emissions, of course, on both tractors. Some new things for the 8 would be Group 49 tires. A lot of people don't know what Group 49 means. Bigger, really big. You know, standing next to them, they're about 6.5 foot tall tires on the rear of the tractor. And that's all about getting the power to the ground. You know, we're up to 370 engine horsepower at the top end of our 8s now. All that power is not worth much if you can't get it to the ground. And then it also allows your bigger tires can be lower inflation pressure, so less compaction. And then some other little things like improved steering capacity, so it's easier to maneuver the tractor going through the field. A 85-gallon per minute hydraulic system. All these implements require more and more hydraulic flow, so we can go clear up to 85 gallons a minute now.
Well, it sounds like you guys have got a lot of things coming, and, you know, I know that you're not just standing still here. You've got probably other things that you're going to look forward to for 2015 and beyond.
Oh, yeah. The pipeline's full, but we're not going to talk too much about what's out there beyond 14 right now.